Greetings, everyone. Greetings, greetings. Asha, are you there?
Greetings and happiness, everyone. Hi, Q.
Hi, Q, my favorite board game.
Favorite board game.
Where you're never bored.
Well, never bored. Never bored of here. So maybe I'll start us off with a little poem. Is that okay?
Oh, I would love that.
It is just a great honor to get to do this work, and I might do two real quick. The opportunity for us all is so massive and so fun and so fulfilling. This is a quick poem regarding ascension, and today's call today will be about how Project Review of Q is about succession of what you want to do. This channel poem is about ascension. It goes like this. Forgotten and forlorn, you've trudged through your life. The burden of drama and money breeds strife. The chains have been cut by laser bright light, and your heart bursts forth jubilant with a halo of white. Your table is full of bounty and life. Open your eyes to the succulent knife that stabs into the sustenance, not what it was, only the joy of your benevolent cause, fills you with the wholeness and cures all your ails. Goodness is powerful, expedient rails to sustainable purity and triumphant tales with the knife you're holding, the key to your side of freedom and laughter. Let's loose of your ties. The cords of attachment suck all the juice out of innocent hearts and hardworking boots. Play till you're tired and love till you're spent. Your sadness is gone. Can you tell where it went? Back to the other world you've left behind to recycle the struggle that isn't your kind. And that, of course, is Miss Eve Feather Serpent. Dear Eve, is that a good way to start?
Dear Eve from the Galactic Federation?
That's correct.
Very, very good. Beautiful. Thank you. How poignant for today.
Possibly. So, how do you want to play today?
Well, you said you had two poems.
Okay, very good. That's all we're going to do today. I love it. It is interesting to be in this position and finding other light beings, light workers here is just a privilege and an honor. And it goes like this. We wish to speak with you as a new age begins for those on the forefront of the advancement of light and oneness. You are warriors of light, you angels of kindness and purity. We are the embodied energies of the Christ, Buddha, deities of ancient civilizations, and a myriad of light beings from everywhere, every dimension. We are unified, strong, and organized for this moment. Yes, we may lower our understanding and direction over us all as a layer of universal knowledge, which will bisect your physicality and boost your life force directly. Returning to oneness from chaos, and now gleefully borrowing stories from knights, fairies, angels, and magical tales of triumph over ego, triumph over competition, triumph over worry, triumph over judgment. You are all at a different vibration through, but you share the same roadways. That is my blessing for you all today.
Wow.
Did that make sense?
To say it lightly, was that a Q original? Where did that one come from?
I snuck that one in through a channel a long time ago. And some of these things get left over. And it's tough to sometimes to be in a position where you know, we're getting our memories back, and at times I come across as flip or arrogant, but I have to own it now, and I'm encouraging everybody else to as well, is to just have great faith in yourselves, and just know this is really happening. We're really getting this done, and that's my great encouragement about Project Review Q. Is this is a succession, a guaranteed succession process. It always works. It never fails. Yes, it is arguably the long road. The long road is actually the fast road, and that is the purpose of Project Review Q. Project Review Q, and it has so many interesting topics that are coming, and it's so exciting to see everybody show their inspiration. It's coming into maturity and visualization and material in our material world. It's exciting, wouldn't you say?
Couldn't have said it better. That's fantastic. Did you happen to hear any of the brilliant sound bites from the collaboration that Kristen has created?
Yeah, you're sneaky. Wow. What'd you make of it?
Absolutely astounding. I mean, it just captures the project review with Q's spirit. So beautiful. I'm so excited to get the permissions to post them on both websites because it'll warm the hearts of everybody. Thank you so much, Kristen. Just above and beyond. Incredible.
Yeah. So will you put that on forthepeople.space if we can get the participants' permission?
I will put it on both websites.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so that's the value all of us, the folks that are helping here. We're taking great care of this information and who's evaluating and observing and helping. So this is everything for PRQ is for you, everyone. That's all for the people.space is for you. I know I say it quite a bit, but I just want to remind everybody we can't help ourselves. We want to create the freedom within, and it's so thrilling to get this opportunity to have unbelievable participants advancing their projects. And when you listen to those recordings, they're going to be models for you. They're going to be templates for you. To prove and standardize without standardizing a way to manifest whatever you want. So synchronicity is the key here. It's very important we start remembering that if we really want things to show up in our life. And nobody can tell you anything except yourself. And it's very important that we're open to receiving and just let the natural flows of life prove it to us. And so that's brilliant. As if you didn't have anything more to do, you decided to whip that little upload in your sleep, did you?
Yeah, she must never sleep.
And then of course we have you tinkering as well, so
she also
bravo.
And bravo to you, actually. Let's look at some of the things that you've been doing, because you never tell anybody. And you briefly mentioned something, I believe it was a couple of weeks ago, and above and beyond all the projects you're working on, including Ocean Trek, which is spectacular, you have many, many projects ascending many, many planets. And one of the most important, or a very important part of helping us ascend or making it easier for us, was the work you did with the moon. So significant, and we just sort of passed right over that. So would you be willing to share a little bit more about what you've mastered in terms of being able to free us from a lot of the slavery systems from the moon?
Well, it's a very long story, as you're aware. I guess the short version is the moon is your. It's difficult to be in a position of judgment. But the moon is your arch nemesis, and it's designed to control your genetic tides, the feminine side of, and the masculine side, many different ways. And the short version would be the individuals that manage the moon and operate the moon. Yeah, the moon is a machine, and it was brought here. There's a tremendous amount of politics that go with the moon in relationship to controlling a planet and the rite of passage of creativity for this planet. Many, 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 many political items there in relationship. And the moon is basically a gun pointed at your head. And if you make a wrong move, the moon can do some very nefarious things to your planet. Well, that's never going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen is because the individuals that manage the moon have been sustained. And the ultimatum was many, 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 many years ago. And it was not fulfilled. And so the key individuals there have been removed. It's going to be a resource for you in the future. And you're going to be able to model many things with it. Not only will you soften your weather patterns, your tidals systems, you'll use it. You can also use it for energies. Many different tools with your moon. It's going to also be an education center, and you'll see how many technologies can be used here. But that would be the short version, that most of your life has been controlled by the moon. And if you want a little more details, start studying Pink Floyd songs on an album called Dark Side of the Moon. And what basically has happened is they could flip a switch and make you go crazy every day if they want it with the moon. And that's not going to happen anymore. So they could send subliminal messages into you, into your television systems, into your phone systems, everything. So that's why I'm encouraging everybody to get excited about what they want to do, is because you're really freed up now. Yeah, and on top of the ascension cycle to complement it, and the Earth's ascension cycle and your ascension cycle. So that's what I'll have to say about that.
Wow, that's all? Phenomenal. Thank you. And Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, the album cover is also a calm with the rainbow and the vortex triangle. Do you want to share anything about that?
Okay, so what do you get out of it when you see the infrared light through the pyramid? But that, of course, that's what it is, right?
Right. Well, I see us as rainbows because we're frequencies, mm-hmm. and the triangle often symbolizes the control system. So the moon, the dark side of the moon, the album may be showing us that when we leave our body, the moon captures us in their control system and sends us back here. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so the recycling center, it was managed at the moon. And once we realize that we're not changing the bodies we're going into, which is one of my favorite projects, and people are realizing this in their submittal process. Your bodies are changing, but you're not. And you can leave this place. And not to say it's not worth sustaining, because although we have trillions and trillions of locations in the universe that are just beautiful, incredible, I'd never want to dismiss how important it is to sustain a planet, because that the only reason this planet is still surviving is because of our integrity as knowledge keepers, of knowing we're on the planet. We're the ones keeping this planet alive. We're basically the spirit for this planet now. And that's very exciting. And this is one of the few planets that can become a sun, at least in this solar system. Most can, but this one's very, very advanced. So to get rid of the recycling center on the moon is was an incredible joy, incredible excitement. And I know it's maybe a fantastic story for many folks, but you've been recycled for thousands of years. And people have been manipulating this version of humans stronger and stronger and stronger until the end of days, so to speak. And look what you get. Your biosphere has been manipulated so that we could get a human that we could control, because these geneticists, they understand that we're so powerful, we have to be kept in a cage, soul cage. And if they don't get ahead of the game, they're going to lose their stake in this location. And the moon is that factory, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you very much. Now, also, this system of capturing has been shut down numerous times before, but this time you actually were able to eliminate the beings that were in control of that. Is that correct?
That's correct. So, It's with great hope and great passion I want to give you. I want to give you quality updates so that you're excited that it's not all doom and gloom, and you know, there's a lot of folks working hard for you, and you don't get a lot of quality information. And that's correct. This will be the first time in a very long time. I'm not going to put a number to it, because that's part of the equation for the bad guys, was to install time. And that's why the moon, that's one of the major purposes of the moon, is to get you to believe in time, stay out of time, and or create new timelines. So the timeline machine has been compartmentalized from the people that control it. So you can still use it, and it'll be now a teaching center for other people in the universe. Believe it or not, as feeble as you might see yourself, we're actually a really good tool belt for how far a planet can get out of alignment with our natural state of being. And so other races, other dimensions, they want to see how we got so far out of whack, and how easy it was to get so far controlled when we are considered peers, powerful, unbelievable creators. So that's what I say about that.
Thank you. Awesome, awesome. Now, are there magnetics connected to this change? Because I've noticed a lot of people are experiencing dizziness or strange balance issues in the past couple of weeks. Would that have any relevance?
Yeah. So it complements the ascension cycle. So both are complementary to that statement. So what here would be a common symptom. So remember, you're creating all the space you're seeing in front of you. There's no such thing as time or space. So one way you can check that statement out for yourself is when you walk downstairs now, you may not see the next stair. And I know people have done it in the past on their own, but now it's probably going to be an everyday event, would be one observation. Stairs, when you go around a corner, maybe you go around the corner of a wall, corner of your house, you turn too early, or sometimes you turn too late because you created that wall. And so that the way the moon was using our electromagnetic etheric field was to attach to us in a way to sustain a location. You can drive the moon faster and slower, by the way. So I can speed it up, I can slow it down. Your days are going to change in relationship to time. So just because you're looking at the clock doesn't mean that you have the same volume of day. It's very important to get rid of digital clocks if you can, because they're still working in a negative force, so to speak. Again, it's very difficult to put judgment to it, because maybe you appreciate being in time and on time all the time. That should be a song. it already is. Okay, never mind. Anyway, Same album, folks. Anyway, so money, time. Yeah, okay. So I'm tired of myself too. But anyway, the opportunity now is now you get to really play with my statement here, and that's a project in itself. Yeah, because we now have a great opportunity to practice. You can make your day really long now. And I'm not saying there's folks here that can hijack our minds. There still is, but they don't have anywhere to go, and they have no master anymore. They're confused, and so they're really reacting to what the hell to do next. So, time is going to be your biggest clue that something's changed. Why did it feel like I did 1,000 things in an hour when I used to take me all day? Stuff like that is relevant to your creative force, which is the actual force of time. You're the timekeeper. So if you want to be, you know, aggressive in your day, that's going to be easier. And if you want to be lackadaisical day, it's going to be a lot easier. So I think that's the best tool I would start with. I will look forward to doing more talks about that, because I'm not used to here. I'm more used to over there. As arrogant as that might sound to you, this place, as it relates to time, is very unusual for me. And I want to be of help to you all when we all start recognizing that we control the outcomes and deliverables of our day. And that includes light. That includes the weather. That includes your environment. It includes everything. Wouldn't you say?
Yes. And as time continues to slow down, eventually it will stop and we will be living outside of time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. And if you really want to get ahead of the game, as Q is saying, turn off your digital clocks, because those are tracking systems. If you look at the clock and it's an 11:11 or 1:23 or 9:11, they're tracking you. So if you never look at the clock, they're going to be even more confused and have even less ammo to control us.
I set my clock for 11:17 every day.
Good one.
I give them the middle finger. 11:17. Try and hack that.
Good one.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So I've noticed, and I'm wondering if this is part of the moon project or if it was another project that you have succeeded at wonderfully. I have seen no chemtrails at all in this area for almost a month, and most of the people I'm speaking with are saying the same thing.
Yeah, so the chemtrail program we took on for quite so. I am always viewed as a laggard, because, you know, knowing that I have, the ability to call in help doesn't mean that, you don't take great care when you utilize it. And it's real important that, I know a lot of people are suffering here and there, but the onion has a lot of peels, and so the wound isn't necessary. Solving the reactionary symptom isn't always a solution. Just like when we talk to these self-realization folks this week, healers that are coming through, all these groups getting their invitations now, it's. You have to take great care when you do these things, because if we talk about chemtrails, but there's some positive things about chemtrails, and obviously it would favor the negative side. But the removal of chemtrails has a tremendous amount of layers to it, tremendous. And when you're playing with negative AI and positive AI, and you're dealing with so many different issues and how you want to manage your biosphere, who gets to play God? And that's the short version and the gross salutation. You can't just sit there and poison a biosphere. You just can't. And just because you want to manage and monitor vessels coming in and out just because you want to change the substrate of life here. Both are equally poor decisions. Defending yourself with chemtrails and proactively destroying and creating a biosphere the way you want it to become, neither one of them are correct. But understanding those initiatives takes quite a while, and there's so many folks involved, wouldn't you say?
There are. Now, though, the people seeing anything in the sky, that will almost completely be something nourishing our environment or something that they actually do need to track alien ships.
Yeah, at times, the most of them will be more of a gas now instead of a I'll be careful to give it any power, but a particulate, usually a bimetal particulate, and that can be many different things. It's very sad for me to talk about that component, because obviously difficult to defend your crops when you're getting sprayed with particulates. It's not the right way to go about things for any species here. But again, the opportunity here is to realize that we have the power. We have the ability to do whatever we want on our planet. It's our planet. That's it. And we're all gonna do whatever we want now. And that's that. Wouldn't you say?
I would say. And also, there's a wonderful nanoparticle removal clearing on the Creation Lightship website. It's absolutely phenomenal, and it will clear out the nanoparticles from all of your body. It's really intense, though. If anyone runs it, you might want to do it on a day off, where you have the day off the next day, and also commands, because there's so many nanoparticles around. It's really great to be clearing that as we go along. Would you like to give us a command for that, Q?
Yes, it's real important that you see that we're not in time. So just because we create a song for you 50 years ago, for us, it's today. We don't see time. So you all are in timelines and we're not. And so just take great care of the information I give you, and that there's no such thing as time. So you have all of this knowledge right underneath your nose, and your music and your books, and sorting it is not easy because there's so much misdirection. But the Creation Lightship was made for you, only for you. And we use your means of exchange to implement it, and many resources and conventions and all sorts of conscious life expos, et cetera, probably our detriment at times. But certainly, I encourage you all to look at Creation Lightship. It will heal. Creation Lightship webpage, there's not one modality that can't be healed. Excuse me, not one illness that can't be healed. One way to remove the nanoparticulates in your water system and so forth is to use nourished water. And you're the nourisher of the water because you're a light being. You have source in you. So my suggestion with particulates that may be in your body, in most cases, that's what's causing your cancers, radar, dirty power, etc., is you command your water, you ask your water, you give your love to your water to heal and balance you. And it must be verbal. Must be verbal. And I know it sounds funny to be in front of your family and say, water, please heal and balance me now. And then when you drink it and envision it going down your body, down your throat, counterclockwise. So counterclockwise is a generator. And that's why it's funny to see all your generation system clocks are clockwise. They go to the right. Go to the left with anything you can when you're doing healing work. So if you're healing somebody with circles, you use the left. I noticed there was a black magician on your webpage doing visual, I feel he was doing instrument, he was directing an energy out of a Senate seat in the United States. And he noticed he was using counterclockwise moves. Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
So you're more powerful counterclockwise. That's right.
So it was to show the black magic. It wasn't to put black magic on there, just so everyone knows. Can we say who it was so they know what we're talking about?
Go for it. Absolutely, please.
So Chuck Schumer obviously can see these creatures and these energies because he has many, many, many abilities, which is why he's in that position. So there's a video from a couple of months ago where he came into Senate and he saw a being in his chair and he ushered it out counterclockwise and sat down.
Yeah. So healing with the, so when we anneal to a bimetal particulate in this example, I feel water is our most powerful tool because of course we are water, but you can command your spirit to heal and balance you and remove anything that's not authentically of you or from you. So when you have issues in your house or you have issues in your body, you can use it the same way. I command my spirit to remove anything in my space that is not authentically me, but make it broad. Don't think when you do healing work for yourself, just know that it's going to work. And so that repetition, your spirit is going to enhance you, give you support, and that repetition is a muscle memory for your body. So just know that you're doing it. The spirit has far more overview of your body than you could possibly see through the brain. Yet you're comprehensively can see everything when you're outside of the body, so to speak. Does that help you think?
As always, very, very helpful. Thank you. And cool. When Q's talking about the commands from our heart, that is actually what created this universe. That's how powerful they are. They're so powerful. They are source energy. You're using your source energy to create. Would you add to that?
Sounds boring.
Oh, okay. One other thing you said was...
No, it doesn't. Yes.
I know. I was just playing with your play.
Okay, fine. We live these lives and what we tell each other. And I want that to stop. I want us to tell each other what we want, right? So the whole universe was created by you, dear ones. There's not one thing in the universe that wasn't created by you. Pretty wild, huh?
And we even, in a way, create time. So when Q says he lives outside of time, that means he does not live on any timelines. So when you don't live on any timelines, because you live in the heart, in the now, you have no problems. You have no nanoparticles. You have no chemtrails. You have no... It's just a whole different experience. Would you like to elaborate?
Yeah, so they're not able to anneal to us. If we live in our highest inspiration, as tiring as these words get, it's we are so powerful that we float around is our normal state. We just kind of float. Even in physicality, most people, you know, you can actually observe it in dance. You see ballerinas when they're in the moment. You know how hard it must be to. I can't even imagine to be a ballerina expert, an opera singer, some of the greatest athletes in the world. They're just in that moment of inspiration, not to say that they're not colliding with another athlete and so forth, but they're floating in many of these instances when they're in their element. And so now, if we just all apply that in every choice of every day, that's what the birds would say.
They love this. Right on cue.
Hey, that's my word. Yeah. So it's just brilliant how we, wouldn't you say?
She's saying it all for us.
Yeah. And it's my lighthearted way to encourage everybody to get outside as much as we can. So, but if we don't have this, machine, how do we contact each other? A lot of people say, well, you're getting those abilities back now more and more. And that was one of the biggest accomplishments with the moon. You're going to start hearing, feeling knowledge. And you're not going to understand necessarily how you know it, but you're going to know it. And so that's one of the greatest tools you're getting right now. And that's my great gift with Project Ready to Q, is now we get to all these healers and all these folks coming in. We're going to standardize. It gets a little tricky because you're going to get a lot of information really quick. And it's a change. You're going to just know things that you want to do that you're not doing right now because you're told you had to survive. It's really okay. We all are going through it. It's truly the definition of faith. And it's really fun because these next steps, these next couple of years are absolutely astounding, I assure you. Wait till you see where you are from a year from now. And then wait till you see from where you are a year later and the next year. And it's never going to stop, everyone. You're in it now. You're in it big time. And the restrictions of your growth are only developed, created by you now. Does that help, you think?
Oh, perfect. And this ties into what you were talking about before with the dancers, because Nijinsky was well known for floating. And physicists would come and they would record it, and there is no physical possible way that he could have stayed in the air for that long, because of course he was living outside of time, living his absolute bliss when he was dancing. So many beings have come forward before this time to show us how to live outside of time, and all of us are going to be living in that magical realm, at least those who live in their heart. There's going to be a lot of support for that moving forward.
Yeah, you know, what did you think when you watched Fred Astaire dance? That was unusual, wasn't it?
It was.
Very unusual. You know, the best dancer ever is going to be Christopher Walken, though. Come on.
Of course.
Okay, so.
And he may be both those people, Fred Astaire and Nijinsky, right?
Come on. Come on, really? How could we cover so many? How could we get to so many?
1,000 Jesuses. So those three are you, right?
It's a fantastic story. I one day we'll get comfortable with how we do it. It's the bodies are the trick here, folks. So they've compartmentalized us. And that's a project in itself, is to clean up the medical industry to teach that. And the farmers are actually a very good tool for that, and how energetics come into a plant. And I can't wait. We've got these farmer projects are going to complement our education system with the kids, because we can prove that that's a living being that's going to give you nutrition and loves to give you nutrition, knows its role. And the sustenance that you get from a living being that wants to give you life is unbelievably powerful, wouldn't you say?
More powerful than, it'll be more powerful in the future, moving forward with all the extra light and all the extra heart energy that we're using to grow, or applying or giving to grow. Very exciting.
Yeah, so when I look at life, there's no difference between a plant, an animal, or a human. They all work the same way and in coalition with each other. And, you know, I look at all the folks around the world recognizing that now. And I'm envisioning that we have an opportunity now to have children write adult books. So all the adults want to write children's books. I say, no, let's have the children write adult books. What would you say about that?
I love it. Love it. I would buy them.
Yeah. So they'd be good illustrators, you know, stick figure people. They just see us as so simple, right? They're like, what's the big deal? Why don't you guys just go play?
Did you want to bring up, in our collaboration, there was a poet who has written some children's books, and she's wanting to network with some children's book artists. Did you want to touch on that now?
Yeah, so some of the purpose for this call today is we're getting through the pro formas. Thank you, everyone who subscribes to Project Q. Every one of you is very valuable, and we will get to you, I assure you. And the priority of this last week is to work with people that have more or less got us on a path of standardization, how to create more enlightenment opportunities. And that, and even that has boundaries in my statement. It's even broader than that. Not only do they, have they found themselves in a way in which they recognize themselves, they're ready to coach and be of assistance. And it's up to them what direction they want to go, of course. But the one you're talking about has developed a succession story process for teaching children what they are, where they are, how they are from themselves. And I'll let them describe how they want to do it, but that's the summary I'll give them. They need, they're really good at delivering that messaging. Really good. That's their passion. They really see it from the child's point of view. They really understand the succession of life all the way up into adulthood. They understand what it's like to verbalize it, articulate it, but they need help with illustration. They're not necessarily excited about drawing pictures of scenes and people, topography, whatever it may be. But so this is a call out to all the illustrators that are out there that can help us. Let's create a project for illustrators, because we have many, many, many other folks that want to create more publications. And so we need illustrators to show up if we can, whether it's, it can be software illustrators, it can be any kind of technology, it can be hand, it can be crayons, it can be chalk. So that's my request to the folks that are calling here. Just send it in to our process, and we'd like to complement their project with yours. And now you guys have the same project. And that is the redemption process, wouldn't you say?
Excellent. Thank you very much. So they will just send it in through the BBS contact page?
Please.
Great. Kristen also somehow found time to do an update for me. She put it on Soundbite, so I didn't get a chance to hear the whole thing. If, with her permission, I'm going to post that as well, because the first part that I heard was just phenomenal. But what she's wanting to remind us of in general, from what I heard, was that there haven't been some invitations. Let's say there's lots and lots of projects within the categories that haven't received invitations yet. And it's not because they're not viable. It's because of the timing, and we need more people to be effective and efficient. And also, we're in the collaboration stage now with a lot of these groups, so the project review has slowed down a little bit. Would you like to talk about that, Q?
Yeah, so we're sinking our teeth into a couple really strong ones that complement the rest. So as an example, we have a lot of construction guys that are ready to burn some nails, but we need to get the collaboration centers organized. So it's more of a project management discipline and sequence of events. And so that's why I'm encouraging everyone to see your new world as a marathon, not a race. This has nothing to do with means of exchange. This has to do with getting us all aligned and organized for what we want to see in our planet, our biosphere. There's no shortcuts to making heaven, is what I'm doing my best to explain. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's perfect. Perfect. And this brings up just, there is a new video posted under the inspiration on for the spirit.space and on the recent posts, PRQ with for the people.space. And it's sort of contains what you've just said. It's about giving a voice to your spirit to allow the magic to ignite. And it's a lovely woman called Colina who went out and started asking real questions to people. And they all sat down with her and gave heartfelt answers. And it created this incredible ambiance of love and connection and authenticity. And it's just a simple example of, it's not just the projects that we're igniting with our spirit. It's every single moment of every single day. Everything is so important. Every breath we take is so important. That's Project Review with Q is really about living every moment as your spirit. That's your cue, Q. Okay, you might be on mute because we're not hearing you.
Am I getting paid for this? This is that's. I mean that was funny. Like, it is weird. Using means of exchange here, it is bizarre because it's so uneven, and it's not to judge it because it's facilitated a lot of innovation, but stifled at the same time. So that's my great encouragement is, if we quit, we're buying backwards, everyone, compared to where you came from. So when you're excited to go, so again, I'll use Ocean Trek again, is I'm not worried about the material items. These healers aren't worried about the material items. They don't really care about the facility. They just want to go help people. And then they go ask people, what help do you need? And then they mold their deliverable to what, and that's what Project Review is. So Project Review Q is actually your tool to manifestation. I talk to thousands and thousands of people for years and years and years, and they say, I don't like my home. I don't like my community. And my town has disappeared from me. And I say, what do we do to need to change that? We need this and that and this and that. And then we create this collaboration process. The tool is collaboration. You can see that someone has decided to try and separate us. So the more we start seeing the end in mind, so when we feel and then we see through our mind's eye, then it actually happens. That's how powerful you are. And so the more and more we keep looking and gleaning for the deliverable from the beginning, from your heart, then it actually shows up. Does that make sense?
Perfectly said. Once again, thank you.
Yeah. And so when we get excited about something now, not saying that was always the case here in the last 100 years, arguably 200 years, but now it should be really easy to be able to bounce around very nimbly if it's true, if it's really true. But if you're going to run around in circles in your head and that's not fair, that's not fair, that's what you're going to get. If you really get going, just walk down the road, take a walk in the park, in the beach, whatever, and say, what do I really want to do? And you just take one little step towards what you want to do. Maybe you write a poem out, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. Don't put can't in your verb. The English language has a lot of can't words. And so remove all those words in your head about I am going to, we are going to, when we get there, I can't wait to. Those type of thoughts are what make it happen, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and that reminds me of this incredible video that was out a couple of years ago of this gentleman. He filmed himself every single day for 2 years. And when he began, he was maybe 100 pounds overweight and he was crippled. He could hardly move, but he would do a different yoga pose every day, and you saw him transform. He didn't he wasn't saying I need help. He wasn't saying I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to go to the chiropractor. He just started focusing on getting his body healthy and whole and perfect. And over, so he time-lapsed it 2 years of just doing an exercise every day for maybe half an hour. You wouldn't recognize the guy. He went from, he couldn't walk to he was standing upright, looking perfectly healthy, which reminds me of Wilma, the athlete who had syphilis and she couldn't walk. And then she became a gold medal winner. It happens all the time when we want to.
Yeah, it's so you're able to change your biology every day, 100%. So you're a new person every day would be a standard model. You're just water. So whatever, and so the water gets tricked sometimes because we have a lot of electromagnetic frequencies in our lives, at least in the Western world, and it gets us out of balance. Boy, the time flies when we're having fun.
Yes, it does. And I want to correct, I think Wilma had polio. I apologize. I'm dyslexic, so I often say the wrong word.
Dyslexic. Dyslexic. Oh my gosh. Lexus is in my house. Oh my God. Anyway, how did they come up? They trick us with all these little words here. Yeah, Captain Cook is my favorite asshole for sure, is regarding syphilis. So the opportunity for us to clean ourselves up is every day. We have to get used to teaching the doctors how to help us if we're gonna get squared away here. And I can't wait, you know, to work with all the professionals as they're transitioning. They're recognizing that chemicals are taking us out of it. They're not the root cause analysis, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Elaborate a little bit for everyone, please.
So the Band-Aid that you've been given in your medical industry over and over and over again has been compartmentalized and isolated in priorities that make the doctors treat you like you're a machine. And it has no relationship to spirit, your consciousness, how your body actually is generated, regenerated, and so forth each and every day. So when we look at people like, my invitation will go out this week for Lucia Nicole Evans, many of the folks that were on the call this week, the people advancing their performance this week, they start their healing process with opening a door of realization from the other person's point of view comprehensively. What I mean by that is when you go to help someone, here's how you start. My door is open to everything and every issue you have without judgment, without fear. Unconditional and no conditions, absolutely no way to judge that person. Loving door open. Once you start there, now you have it. Now you have a canvas. You can start learning about the other individual. So if we don't care about one and each other, when we go to heal, when we go to be of service to each other, it's not ever going to be as comprehensive as the tools I just explained. That's our last minute, huh?
That's our last minute. And what you just described is being a spirit, caring about everything. So thank you.
So do I get to say, since it's my show, can I say some more?
Well, I don't know. I'll think about it.
Okay.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. Keep the subscriptions coming. We really, really utilize that to identify you so we can get a hold of you, keep you in the categories, and so you are of service to the other projects and vice versa. And so just keep it coming. We'll definitely have you in the mix, and we'll close like this.
home by the sea, creeping up the blind side, shining up the wall, stealing through the dark of the night, climbing through a window, stepping to the floor, checking to the left and the right, picking up the pieces, putting them away. Something doesn't feel quite right. Help me, someone. Let me out of here. Then out of the dark was suddenly heard. Welcome to the home by the sea. Coming out the woodwork through the open door, pushing from above and below. Shadows, but no substance in the shape of men. Round and down and sideways they go. Adrift without direction. Eyes that hold despair. Then as one they sigh and they moan. Help us, someone. Let us out of here. Living here so long on this earth. Dreaming of the time we were free, so many years ago, before the time we first heard, welcome to the home by the sea. Sit down, as we relive our lives in what we tell you. Images of sorrow, pictures of delight, things that go to make up a life. Endless days of summer, longer nights of gloom, waiting for the morning light. Scenes of unimportance, photos in a frame, things that go to make up a life. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Wouldn't you say, wouldn't you say, wouldn't you say, we need to sit down and just take a look at ourselves and say, for the rest of your days, sit down. As we relive our lives in what we tell you, let us relive our lives in what we tell you. I hope that was a good show for everyone. And Asha, I couldn't do it without you. My great love to you. Thank you, BBS Radio.
Thank you, Q. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Don, Kristen, and Christopher. Thank you.